Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. We continue our sermon series based on the Gospel of Matthew. Today the readings are taken from Psalm 145, verse 8 to 14, and Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. And Mike Gillingham, reader at St. James, reflects on simple discipleship.
First reading is from Psalm 145, verses 8 to 14. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to get angry, full of unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will bless you. They will talk together about the glory of your kingdom. They will celebrate examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule generation after generation. The Lord is faithful in all he says. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts up those bent beneath their loads. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. The Father revealed in the Son. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord.
Our Father, we pray that we may seek your burden, which is light, and your yoke, which is easy, and follow you. Amen. Simple discipleship. Just simple, not in the sense of not being sensible. When you talk about people as being simple, it may not be a compliment, might it? But something that's straightforward. You don't need a degree in theology to follow Jesus. Now, some of you will know that I am Welsh in origin. And, of course, the Welsh love their singing. And they would have a program where they would meet together, a Gymanfa Ganu. There's nothing like it there. It's just a gathering to sing. And even people who are not particularly church people will go along and sing. And it won't be just folk tunes like David the Garrig Wen. It will often be hymns. You might be familiar with some of them. Perhaps not under that name. Anybody? Indeed. Well done. Some like that have become favourites with the English too. And remember, there are a lot of Welsh anyway speak English. I'm not fluent at all, as you will see shortly. But some have never been translated for singing in English. So you won't be familiar with Callan Lan. And Callan Lan is one of those favourite songs that the Welsh sing to. And if you've ever listened to rugby matches, you may well have heard it. Listen. I should have asked you all to join in, sorry. But it's a favourite one that you might have heard. If you want to see the words in English, it's asking for a pure heart. It's a call for you to just simply follow Jesus. And is that why it's never been taken up? Oh yes, let's have the great guide me, O thou great Jehovah. But a call for a simple, pure heart that fixes its mind on God. And the reason that this is sung at rugby matches is just that, well, there's the Welsh revival coming at the beginning of the 20th century, end of the 19th. This is the only picture I could find of it. And it's from a very little village that some of you may be aware of, called Llanfair Pwthgwyngyd, Gogorichwyn Drobwyth, Llantasilia, Gogogo. Yeah, you all know it. Yeah, I've practiced that one, and I've got it in front of me. But the people just gathered, and that was what they wanted to sing. They were so full that they wanted to say a thing, they were full of joy, and this was what they sang, because this is what they knew, the hymns. And I get a little bothered when some of our hymns talk about a near revival. I know one of them speaks of. A revival is a great work of God, where people come together and where lots and lots of people turn to the Lord. It happened in Wales around that turn of the century. It happened in England perhaps 100 years before with the Wesleys. It happened in Scotland more recently. But it's a work of God that is extraordinary. I'd like to turn to the passage. And you have these words. You may remember it as weak and heavy laden, but weary is better. Worn out. We come worn out to God with a heavy load on us. I can well remember this walk with full packs, a heavy load, a hard journey, and we were tired at the end of it. And there are other taskmasters who put heavy loads on our backs. I wonder if you are affected by these. Past failures. We all have them. And I still cringe at mistakes I made in the past, even some when I was a child, come back and haunt me. In Revelation, the devil is called the accuser of the brethren. And he finds for all of us things from the past we've done wrong. I wish I hadn't done that. But it's the devil who brings those to mind. He's putting that heavy load on us that can weigh us down why? But we shouldn't dwell on those things for all sorts of reasons. First of all, you can't do anything about it. I mean, it's one of the dreadful things they say about emails. You push that button and you can't suddenly take it back again. You say that word. Whatever it is, you can't call it back again. And more importantly, God has forgiven them. And if we worry about the past, don't we worry about the future? I guess many people are worried in this country at the moment. What is ahead? What lies ahead in the short term? Are we going to stay warm? Are we going to feed ourselves? Maybe in the longer term, where will we live? Can we find somewhere to live? How will we get on? I like Mark Twain, though not the most prominent and faithful Christian maybe, he has a lot of sense. He says, I am an old man and I've known a great many troubles, most of which have never happened. We worry about the future, and a lot of it we can't do anything about. We might have that load of fear of what others think of us. It's perhaps particularly a problem with social media, and perhaps a special problem for young people. I mean, by the time you're my age, you don't really care what people think about you, most of the time. But it can be a load on us that can weigh us down. And it's perhaps a special problem for celebrities. We perhaps ought to pray for people who are thrust forward all the time because they are targets for all sorts of criticism. Maybe you have pressure at work. There are plenty of people who are good at making you worried at work. Maybe your boss is nice. Some of mine were, some less so. And we wish to succeed ourselves. Who wants to be a failure? And we put this load on our backs. And I can remember when Sunday evenings were a time of fear for me, because Monday I'd have to go to school. And so Sunday evening, I would be loaded down, worried about what was going to happen the next day. We can worry about our families. Are we doing the right thing as parents? Are we getting on with our brothers and sisters? What about those families where there are rifts? And we've probably all come across them, where members of the family don't speak to each other. And it's another burden. And it's something that we shouldn't be carrying as a load. And for many, the load is actual poverty. Where's the next meal coming from? Well done, Open Door, and the others who are helping. Often in third world countries, rarely does it make the news. But if the news program this morning had covered every single country where there are lots and lots of people hungry, the news program would last till the end of the week. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not one of these heavy things that weighs us down, but a light burden. What God requires of us is simple. Follow him. It's a simple burden. It's a light load. And the yoke is good. We don't often think about yokes, but let me give you a picture. That earlier picture going up the Cullen Ridge in Scotland with heavy loads was from when I was a bit younger, and I started off with a pack that was terrible, and then I got this. And it's nicely padded. And most important, it has a belt that goes round the waist and puts a load on your hips, and it makes it easy to carry heavy loads. Jesus' yoke is good, not rough, not hard. It's a good load. And I know that some of you like a picture to carry away with you. Well, I have one. It's from Isaiah, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." Look how they fly. I'm sorry, there's the odd vulture too, but they fly in the same way. They're very strong birds and heavy birds. I've held one. Oh gosh, you don't want to hold it on your arm for too long, because they are big birds. They're heavy birds. And you might think that when they're talking about flying on wings like eagles, they're talking about the strength of the eagle. No, they don't use strength. They hold out their wings. It must have seemed almost magical to them. They didn't know about convection currents and all that. I don't know that the eagles do. But they hold out their wings, and God helps them to fly. And what God is saying to us is, what Jesus is saying is, take my load, hold out your wings, and you will fly. Instead of making all those efforts, worrying about all those heavy things, take my yoke, take my burden, and fly. Let's pray again. Our Father, take from us those heavy burdens that worry us and weigh us down, and give us your burden to follow you, and help us as you help eagles to fly. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.